Joker.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, you may take control of the airwaves. And there's a lot to talk about. Last hour, we kind of wrapped out the hour by discussing why it is people are as free as they are today, because certainly, we are losing freedom.
Or not as free as they are today.
Right. Well, we're losing freedom in a number of different ways. And the caller toward the end of the hour's suggestion was that, well, it's because people have guns is why we're free. And I think that guns are important. You know, they're an obvious tool that can be used to defend your life and the life of your loved ones and even total strangers. So I don't oppose your right to bear arms. In fact, I support it. I have a gun myself. And so I'm not opposed to guns, but I don't believe that it's the main factor in why we aren't being, totally enslaved immediately. I think that if you look at a number of different factors, you'll see that Americans are enslaved and they've allowed themselves to become enslaved. So really, it's your level of cooperation, in my opinion, with your masters that allows for the level of freedom that you have. So as long as people are willing to go along, to get along, as long as they're willing to do what they're told without refusal, then they're going to continue to see more freedoms slip away. And pulling out a gun at any point isn't going to help that process. In fact, if you pull out a gun and shoot your oppressors, it then can encourage
them. You'll just be on the news, and you'll be, painted as some kind of wing nut.
And they can make matters worse by using your example, you as the wing nut, the crazed gun-toting nut job, anti-government guy. They're going to use you as the excuse to crank up the tyranny even further. So in reality, by actually using a gun to supposedly keep yourself more free, you might actually be contributing to the loss of further freedoms.
I'd also like to back up that you're using the term that Americans are enslaved. And a lot of people are going to pull their heads back and say, what? What? I mean, it's one thing not to be the freest country on earth anymore, and I don't know what the freest country on earth is. I'm not making any claims in that direction. I'm just making the claim that the United States doesn't seem to be on the top of any lists of freedom. When you look at press freedom and economic freedom and whatever kind of freedoms around the world, the United States isn't at the top of any of those lists.
Not even in the top 10.
In some cases, that's true. With press freedom there in the 40s. But regardless, when you talk about slavery, that doesn't make much sense. Let me try to back it up for a second, because it's a tough statement to make. But there are some unique things about the United States that are a little different than other countries. When you're talking about chattel slavery here in the United States, ended in the 1860s or whatever. Certainly, Jim Crow laws went on for much longer than that. You had to, a master would have to care for a slave as far as taking care of their food, their medicine, their shelter, even into their retirement. Oftentimes they found that that the people working as wage slaves for hourly pay were cheaper to have manufacture things than slaves were. Mm-hmm. This was an old system that was dying out over time. And what you really have to ask yourself is, what has it been replaced with? And it really hasn't been replaced. I mean, there were citizens, using my finger quotes here, citizens prior to, slavery being done away with. But these citizens, exactly how much of a slave do you have to be a slave? So if it costs 80% of a slave's output, consider that a slave probably doesn't put out as much output as a person who's working for themselves to make their own money and their own families. Maybe 80%, maybe you paid 20% of, a slave cost you 20% of what their total output was, leaving, 80% profit. Well, if a free person works harder and you can take 30%, to 50. Some people will claim that there's even higher, that you know, they pay even more than 50% of their of their money to the government in all of its forms, plus consider regulations.
Didn't
and the
France
cost
just increase their income tax to 75%?
France is up to 75% for the highest tax bracket. If you and that's the marginal tax bracket, not the the actual. But who knows what that's going to turn out to? I don't know the French tax law, but you can see they're willing to go to 75%. If they can do that to you, if they can tax you at 30%, they can tax you at 80, if that's what they feel like doing, because that's what they can do. They have that power. If they have that power to take that amount of money from you that you've produced, the fruit of your labor, then they must be at least half your master. If they're not totally your master, though, at least half of it.
They're totally your master, because if you don't give them their 20% or 40% or 70%, you go in a cage.
It's the truth. Now, when you consider the United States is different than the United States and North Korea are different than the rest of the world in this one way. They tax their citizens outside of their country. In France, a French citizen has to pay in the highest tax bracket has to pay 75% marginal tax bracket. But if they go to Germany and they do their business, they don't have to pay taxes on the money that they make in Germany while they're on German soil. But in the United States, a United States citizen that goes to Germany and makes money there has to pay money to the United States government, because the United States government and North Korea apparently claim to own your body, not just the land that within their borders.
Well, good luck getting out of North Korea, but at least in
some of them do.
In this slavery situation, you do have the ability to leave the plantation, so to speak, and go to a different plantation.
If they let you, you've got to pay fees. In Roman times, slaves could buy their freedom.
In the 1800s, could they not be purchased away?
They could be purchased, but they couldn't buy their own freedom.
I think it might have depended on the agreement with the owner.
It may very well have.
Certainly was indentured servitude back then.
Absolutely.
As well.
But in the 1800s, indentured servitude had pretty much gone out in favor of chattel slavery.
I see.
But, these things changed over time. It was an evolving situation. But I have a friend in Tokyo who's rather wealthy, and he would have to pay 50% of his net value to the government in order to cease to be a United States citizen. This is the reason that the Facebook guy decided to drop his citizenship before Facebook went public. I mean, you know, and that's why the bureaucrats in Washington were so upset about it. Ah, you took away our money! That's our money! We own you!
Right. Let's go to the phones here and see what you think. You can certainly discuss this or whatever might happen to be on your mind. It's 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Kevin is in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, Kevin, you're on with the Mark.
Shekels lead the shackles. You know, the old Roman currency, if you take shekels from the government, then they're going to put shackles on you, because now they own you. And we are all economic slaves of this day. And slavery is just another, it's not slavery, but it's by another name. So we're still all slaves, whatever degree you look at it.
Well, right, because if they own you 1% and can tell you what to do over that 1%, then aren't you a slave at 1%?
You are a slave, period. And most people, for the first time last year, 51% of the people in the United States received more benefits than they paid in.
Yep.
I would call that out-and-out slavery.
Yeah, and then you consider households. I believe that number even goes up. But, I mean, it's incredible. And then you consider, the people that work for the government, the people that work for companies that are contracted with the government. So you think about the defense industry, you know, making missiles and things like that. You consider the people that are on welfare, people that work for governments of all levels. This is, it's a big number.
But
how many people, and let's call that the parasite class for a second, the people that do not make anything productive. And I'm not saying the people that produce things for the government aren't necessarily make anything productive. Certainly firefighters and, police officers and trashmen do something productive. But they also work within a system that doesn't reward and punish the same way that the free market does. And that it, you know, if the free market is what keeps the engine running and fewer people are working in it, then what are we going to do once there's not enough engine to run this machine anymore?
Well, and then I've mentioned this on this show before, but I call it the sixth generation curse. And that is, you have the great, great grandmother, the great grandmother, the grandmother, the mother, the daughter, and the newborn, all under the age of 70, because they've been cranking babies out since they were 13 and every 13 and 15 years. and it's exponential. And people, it's not that prevalent. It is that prevalent.
And it I don't know how prevalent it is.
Kevin, and thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, still the numbers work in our favor, just as they would have back on a plantation. There are more of us than there are of those who would enslave us. But at what point do you decide to stop doing what Master tells you? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,636.69, $1,835 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,636.69, $818.35, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Still to come, the gateway drug, maybe it's alcohol after all. We'll get to some of the details on that if we get a chance. Of course, your calls come first. 855-450-FREE gets you on the line.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got what you need. They have all the best name brands and at the very best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. I was just looking at something on the website and comparing it to something else, and it was a buck cheaper. It was like 5% off already at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, tents, everything that you need, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that you're going to need if you're an outdoors enthusiast. And they are family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
So we're discussing, and we'll get right into your calls here in a moment, but I just wanted to expound upon this a little bit and then see what you think about the idea of why it is things are the way they are. Why are things so bad? I mean, you look at the federal government. They've got this huge national debt. There's all kinds of wars going on.
Well, I don't know that they're bad. I mean,
if you look at
human freedom, things are better than they used to be. People are free in the sense that they've got, more disposable income. They live better lives. They live longer lives. There's less infant mortality. I don't know that this bad terminology you're using, I disagree with.
Okay.
However, things could be better.
That's good to have the perspective, Mark, of history, I think, in this. And you're right. I mean, certainly from the perspective of history, people are better off today, at least in our country, than they were previously. And
you
probably
can see a lack of freedoms from the last decade or so, owing to the 9/11 situation, I think.
Well, right. I'm looking at my life today. I don't feel more free today than I did necessarily 5 years ago.
And in what ways do you not feel free? More free?
I just don't feel more free. I mean, I'm more free now because I'm living in New Hampshire, I think, because there's just more freedom here.
You moved
to
New Hampshire 5 years ago.
Ways.
More than 5 years ago.
Right, 6 years ago. That's why I'm saying I don't really feel like there's that much more freedom now than there was 5 years ago. I don't feel any particular, appreciable difference. I still see people being incarcerated around this country and around the world for absolutely nothing. They haven't harmed anybody. So there's all kinds of bad things going on, and I'm just pointing those out, Mark. There are lots of bad things being done to good people. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It happens, certainly.
Yeah.
If you look at the 20th century, you consider that governments, in whatever form they might have been, were the most deadly thing in the 20th century. Certainly there's something to be pointed out there. But the fact is that violence, no matter what organization, in the past, has people using violent acts have perpetrated all kinds of terrible things on all the centuries prior also.
Oh, absolutely. People in positions of power have forever been milking victims and destroying people's lives and starting wars and killing innocents and imprisoning people who've never harmed anybody else. I mean, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So, yeah, I mean, technology's great, and we've got the Internet, and that means that there's maybe the chance that we could have more freedom because we can communicate more effectively and spread good ideas. I think the future is bright, but it won't change unless you change. The future isn't going to be more free unless you are willing to do something about it. Because you can't just sit back and expect everybody to just take care of things for you. You can't expect that freedom's going to happen without your assistance, that somebody else is going to put their life on the line or their freedom on the line and then sacrifice it so you can be more free. It's not a very realistic expectation. And the reason why things are as bad as they are is because people won't do what it takes to prevent that. And going to the voting booth once every 4 years and checking a box for a thug versus another thug isn't going to change anything appreciably in any way, shape, or form. As we've seen, George Bush is basically the same as Barack Obama, is the same as George Bush. I mean, they're doing the same things, essentially. They have very similar policies, and there's not really any difference between Obama and Romney either.
Some would claim that Romney may undo some provisions of Obamacare,
really?
Or all of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But those people generally do not like to be reminded that George Bush presided over the largest increase in the government's intervention into medicine during his administration.
Oh, yeah, and don't remind
just
them
a
that
few years
Mitt
prior.
Romney passed basically Obamacare in Massachusetts.
That's states' rights!
It's ridiculous. And so, again, if you want to be free, and I do, then you have to be willing to stand up for the freedom of other people, even those with whom you might disagree with what they do with their freedom. And so you have to ask yourself, if it's not time now to refuse to obey the state, to refuse to pay them, to refuse to jump through their hoops, if it's not time now, when will it be time? Because we talked about the tax rates, right? So like there's, you could have had a tax of, say, 1%. That hasn't happened in a long time. Now it's more like 30, 40, 50%. And we're just talking about income tax here. What about all the other taxes?
Yeah, I think they were going to cap the income tax in 1913 at 15%, but they didn't want to do that because they thought the taxes might rise to 15% too quickly if they put a cap like that and said that. Oh, it'll never get that high. And, in short order, it was much higher.
So add them all up. I mean, maybe you are looking at 60, 70 plus percent of your the money that you earn each year going out to these government agencies. But let's just say it's 33%. Let's say that's what you're paying in taxes. At what point, when the aggregate of taxes reaches a certain level, will you decide that it's too much? When will it be? Is it 70%, 80%, 90%, 95%? Like, at what point will you finally say, all right,
it's just
I can't
crazy.
Take this anymore, and I'm not going to go along with this anymore? Because remember, it's not just about taxes. It's also about regulations. So how many different ways are they going to regulate people out of business? Or how many different
and the regulations don't harm the big companies very much
at all. They lobby for them.
Right. They're involved in the process of regulation. What they do is they harm the little guy who's trying to get into business. And, it's from the very top in manufacturing cars all the way down to the very bottom and people who want to do, in cosmetology, people who want to do hair braiding in their houses.
So you might be able to look aside as we discussed last night, Mark. I don't know if you heard about this because you weren't on the Friday show, but we talked about the roll your own cigarette companies.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? They're out of business
of
today.
Just shut down.
There was a federal law that was passed, a transportation provision. In a transportation law, there was a redefinition.
This is some of the most despicable stuff that goes on in the federal level, is the wrapping of bills into each other.
If they're going to pass a law
in, like they do in, I think it's 45 states or maybe more, that it has to be one bill at a time. They do enough tyrannical stuff on the state level in these states where they pass one bill at a time. It's disgusting how they'll slide this stuff through.
They put a transportation bill through, passed yesterday, and in the transportation bill, they redefined what cigarette manufacturer is. And so they redefined cigarette manufacturer to include someone who has a rolling machine, like a $30,000 rolling machine, like a fancy one, where you just dump in the tobacco, dump in the rolling tubes, and then it spits out 200 cigarettes within a few minutes. There are these businesses that have opened up to provide this service to people so they can get cheaper cigarettes.
Essentially around the incredible cigarette taxes.
And now they've been shut down by this change. And so maybe you can just sit there and tell yourself a story about how, well, it's too bad that that happened to those folks with those cigarette stores, but it hasn't happened to my store yet, so I'm fine. I'll just keep doing things the way I've been doing them, and I'll just keep paying whatever taxes they charge me because they've let me continue my business, and I don't really care what happens to those businesses. Well, eventually they're going to come to you. Eventually your business is going to be targeted by some sort of regulation or some new tax. And it's going to put you over the edge.
Bill Bibak.
And then who's going to be there to stand up for you? So you have to ask yourself, if now's not the time, when will be the time for you to stop doing everything they tell you to do? 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Be prepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Head over there and enjoy the various features that we give to you. Lots of different stuff, and you can enjoy it all for free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. So if you've got a business nationwide, anywhere that needs help with accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle that for you. They know their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that it's important how your clients are treated, and they record every call so that you can go back and check and make sure that they're representing you in the way that you wish to be represented. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's at the top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so let's go to you and your thoughts. We'll start things out with Mark, listening to KGOE out in Eureka. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good afternoon. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just kind of listening to you guys ranting about the IRS and all that stuff. I've been not paying my federal income tax since 1995.
Excellent. Have they come after you?
How's that going for you?
going excellent. I've actually been cursed at. I've been threatened. They've threatened with garnishments. I've beat them at that. There's a lot.
You've been threatened by federal agents and cursed at by federal agents?
Oh, certainly. IRS agents, they're not federal agents. They're private agents. If you actually do your research on the Internal Revenue Service, they're a private corporation. They're a debt collection agency. And the only teeth they actually have is in the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the Philippines, not the continental U.S.
Then why is Wesley Snipes in jail then?
Because he was a fool. He didn't understand. Okay, he was corporate. If you're private, if you actually start looking through Supreme Court rulings and stuff, your labor is actually private property and is not taxable. There's a difference between direct tax and indirect tax. And an indirect tax.
Before you go on, why are judges and federal employees and state employees that would know this information you're talking about, why are they paying taxes on their labor?
You know, you got me there. I have no idea. If you actually do the research and look on the internet and go.
I've done the research before, and we've been doing the show for 10 years, and I've certainly heard these assertions in the past. I think that the federal government, and frankly, governments everywhere, every form of top-down hierarchical monopolistic government that exists is a gang of thieves that votes in and decides their own little rules. And it seems somewhat ludicrous that this gang of thieves somehow operates by the rule that the average person doesn't actually have to pay income taxes. We're just going to trick them into doing it when all they'd have to do is pass a law saying you've got to pay federal income tax.
Yeah, I don't have my paperwork in front of me. I'm at work. I've got a couple dozen different letters that I've actually sent to the IRS. And when you send it, you know, there's a certain format that you have to go send it. You know, you got to send it certified mail, make sure they get copies. You know, there's legal precedences that you have to set, you know, and when they do not respond to your letters, it's the same as an admission of that you're correct.
How is it that you have avoided them garnishing your wages?
How have I?
Yeah.
I just have. I don't have the paperwork in front of me. Last time they threatened me was 10 years ago, and they haven't threatened me since.
But what did you do? I mean, I understand you don't have your paperwork in front of you, and I don't need an exact recitation of the wording on that. But if they're attempting to garnish your wages, it would seem that they're just going to go to the corporation that you're working for, if you're working for a corporation, and then the corporation's going to do whatever they're told. How did you avoid that?
I went to my employer at the time, and I told them that unless they were an agent working for and being paid by the Internal Revenue Service, they had no right or legal right, and I threatened them with a lawsuit to keep them from garnishing my wages. They backed off. They did not do it.
And, interesting. I wonder what happens to a corporation or a business that refuses to garnish the wages of their employees. What will the federal government or the IRS do to those people? Because obviously, if they're going to get involved in a lawsuit, they'd probably rather get in one with you as opposed to the IRS. So I wonder, you know, why the IRS didn't go after them or what the other side of that story was.
I've enjoyed a six-figure income for the last 10 years, and I've paid no federal income tax because I claim zero exemptions. You know, I claim a tax-free exemption, on my W-2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on line 8. You just write exempt and you write through it. But I urge people, if you're out there and you're attempting to do this, go online. Look at all the information you can before you attempt to do it. If you really want to get their attention, everybody within the sound of my voice, go in there and file exempt on your W-2 tomorrow at your place of employment. And withhold whatever you would be paying them normally and do it as a protest to get their attention. You know,
I think that's a decent suggestion, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I mean, that's really ultimately what's going to take is for people to stop going along to get along and to stop kowtowing to the man and to go ahead and keep what's theirs and do what they can to hold on to what's theirs. I mean, if you can successfully file as exempt, and I don't, you know, I'm no legal advisor. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how their system works. I don't play in it. I'm not interested in it myself. I don't file file taxes. But if you do have to file one of those forms because you work for some, because I work for myself, so I don't have to deal with a W-2 situation or what do they call them, the W-4 that you fill out. There's that one form that you fill out the first time you get a job, and or the beginning of a new job.
Sometimes they'll have you do it some years, every year or something like that. Just depends.
Yeah. So if you were to file another one of those, an updated one with exempt status, and actually begin taking home all of your paycheck. I mean, that would be a big boost, right? That would help out in a down economy to have a little bit of extra money every single paycheck. That would be pretty nice. And then, of course, you could take that money and turn it into alternative currencies like Bitcoin or silver or gold. And then good luck to them getting that. The IRS can't raid your Bitcoin account. They can go to your bank and probably easily get into your bank account. They can't raid your Bitcoin account.
That's the thing about Bitcoins. There's something very different. They're a new sort of digital currency. They've been around for, I guess, a couple of years now, and it's impossible for any government agency or any corporate agency or any banking agency or anybody to mess with your account, especially if you've got whatever fail safes are put in as far as protecting from viruses and things like that on your computer. It allows you to send and receive money without payments anywhere in the world to anyone without them having to pay any payments. It's mathematically impossible for bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated. You know, the Federal Reserve's printing money whenever they need it. It's impossible, mathematically impossible, for bitcoins to be inflated. It's impossible for anyone to freeze your account or interfere with your account in any way. And if you're careful about it, it can be done completely anonymously, just like cash. It gives you 100% control over your money. You can find out more by going to weusecoins.org, watching the short video there. You can go to bitcoin.org. to go download the Bitcoin software, be using it in just a few minutes. And if you want to get some Bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. It's bitinstant.com. And they'll show you how to deposit cash at more than 700,000 locations across the United States and the world, including CVS, Walmart, major banks, those kind of things, anonymously. And you can receive your Bitcoins, cash from your Bitcoins without a bank account afterwards. So you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, download this show if you didn't hear those instructions. It's bitinstant.com.
Let's go to Mike listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. Hey, I'm going to take the next step next time I'm at my yard. I'm going to go to Human Resources, and I'm going to go ahead and fill out another one of those forms, and I'm going to go ahead and put exempt on there and see what happens.
Good luck.
I think it's heroic. Hang on, Mike. You may have more to say. I'm sure you do. Hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
Make sure. I fear for those folks. Stop the
fear, man, because that's what's killing us. You've got to stop being afraid. And as long as you're afraid, they've got you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you can lose that fear, focus on love, and then disobey what they tell you, they won't be able to control us anymore. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery. grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And it's a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can send us $3 a month, and we will invest that into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board as well, thereby exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, and forum. The AMP-only podcast, by the way, doesn't have the usual podcast ads in it, so that's a perk. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, Mark, we just posted a video that we made a couple days ago here in the studio, which, you know, it's rare for us radio guys to do video things, but this was, I think, pretty much all your idea, right, Mark? You wanted to get out there? And
yeah, I just wanted to talk to people who had formerly been amplifiers and talk to
them. Because we have about 1,000 people that have formerly amped the show over the last 5 or 6 years that the AMP program, actually it's probably been 7 years, the last 7 years that the program's been around. There are more people who used to AMP than there are who are currently AMPers, and a lot of them have dropped off because of financial reasons, for instance. But there are always other people that have, you know, other reasons that people have for walking away from the AMP program. So finances is one of them, and sometimes the other one is that they will stop listening to the show. And then another one might be that they don't like something that you or I have done. And the video, right? Then the video that has been released, and you can now see over at it's. Let's see, I don't know what the easiest way to get to it is. Probably the Free Talk Live Facebook page. If you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, you'll see it linked to there.
And it kind of addresses all of those objections. I'm not going to rehash the content of the video, but basically, if you like what we're doing, it doesn't matter if you're listening to the show. If you're
right.
too busy.
A lot of people, listen to the show at one point in their lives. Their lives change for whatever reason. They move on, and they say to themselves, "Well, I'm not listening to Free Talk Live anymore. I'll stop being an amplifier." That's not really the point of the AMP program.
Right. The point is to get this program on as many stations across the country as possible. And the AMP program absolutely is working at making that happen, which means that it's more likely that more people are just going to randomly come across this show. It's great if you can, get someone to come here for the reason that they've been recommended to come to Free Talk Live. Like if you recommend us to a friend, that's cool. That's a good way to spread Free Talk Live for sure. Certainly recommend us to your friends. Share your favorite episodes with them by all means. But there are people you don't know that should also be able to come across the show, and being on radio stations around the country allows that to happen. So if you support what we're doing, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com as we go back to Mike listening in New Mexico. Mike, you just barely had a chance to get some thoughts out there before the break, so go ahead.
Hey, I tried last night to make my own Bitcoin wallet on the iPad, and I wasn't able to do it, but I have more questions now about mining, pooling, and also if I were to get good and learn how to do the Bitcoin, could I have my employer deposit my paycheck into a Bitcoin account instead of the bank I'm currently using?
I suspect the answer to that will shortly be yes. I was speaking with the guy who runs BitInstant.com, and they're putting together something that will allow you to pay all your bills in bitcoins, pay through this payment center. I don't know exactly, I don't know the specifics of running, businesses. I understand Bitcoin in the sense that I know how to use it. But as far as, that goes, I would think that they'd be able to work something out with you, but I don't know the specifics. You could go to BitInstant.com, and they've got a customer service link there, and you could talk to them about it.
It doesn't hurt to ask. I mean, I wouldn't expect, especially larger employers, I wouldn't expect them to change their accounting practices at all. They're going to tell you, we're going to put this in your bank account, and if you don't like it, we'll give you a check. But maybe a smaller business might be willing to be flexible with that sort of thing, and it certainly would be great if business owners did see the value in giving their employees paychecks in denominated in bitcoins. Certainly there's no waiting. I mean, once they click send, it's there. I mean, you don't have to have a check clear. There's no 3 to 5 day waiting period or anything like that when you're dealing with bitcoins. There's some real benefits to doing that. Did I answer your question? I feel like I skipped over part of it.
No, I think that it's something that I'm very, very interested in. I want to get involved with it real bad. I'm just going to have to spend a little bit more time studying it and learning how it works.
Yep.
And the other thing I want to talk about was something I heard about California this afternoon on the radio, that the state legislature of California approved measures to build a high-speed rail between San Francisco and Los Angeles, ultimately with the first stretch being a 130-mile stretch at the cost of $2 billion. Now, California says, Stockton just became the biggest city in the United States to file bankruptcy.
That's right.
To declare themselves bankrupt. And if California has a debt of $60 billion, how are they going to pay for a $2 billion rail line?
They'll just extort it out of their citizens.
Or maybe they're going to bail out.
It's outrageous. Oh, it's absolutely outrageous. And high-speed rail has not been shown anywhere to be profitable, as I understand it. This is the Cato Institute. I'm taking their numbers there. Tend to believe
them. If
it
was profitable, we'd probably see them being built by private companies.
And one might have to ask oneself, if this made financial sense for that to happen, then why doesn't some company go out there and build? I think there are tracks. Why don't they build the fastest train they can between Los Angeles and San Francisco, and the people can show up in San Francisco without a car and try to get around. I looked into the auto train or whatever it is. It runs from, at least part of it runs from Washington, D.C. down to, I think, Orlando, Florida. And, I could drive my car to Washington, D.C., which is maybe an 8-hour drive or something like that, hop on the auto train, trundle down. I guess it takes a day and a half or something. And then you finally get there and, through stops and starts. And then in Orlando, I could drive down to the in-laws' house. And this thing was like triple taking the airplane. And the airplane is more expensive than taking my family in the car. So, it just makes more sense to drive than it does to do anything else.
Yeah, you're right about that. Nothing really makes sense with government. But you guys got the best show on the radio, and I look so forward to listening 7 nights a week. That's all I wanted to say.
Mike, thanks for listening. You are listening, by the way, on XM's Extreme Talk tonight. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue here with you and your thoughts. Ray, listening in Aberdeen to KBKW in Washington. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. You know, the other day on a local talk show host, we were talking about the local talk radio. We were talking about the soldiers, and they keep bemoaning the fact they're getting sent back over and over and over. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but if I had a job I didn't like, and I've had them, and in fact, I've quit them. Sometimes I've quit them, got right up in the face, guy's face, and got quite nasty, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not quit your job? And I brought this up to the host, which immediately threw me off the radio for he called trashing the troops. And all I was saying was, hey, if you had a job you didn't like, wouldn't you just quit? You know, a cop down in, say, Compton, down in California, gets up every day and faces danger every day, does his job or whatever. And he doesn't, you know, cry for PTSD and come home and get a big fat paycheck and get paid the rest of his life. And, you know, I'm starting to think these soldier boys are a bunch of whiners.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, PTSD is a very real situation.
Mostly PTSD doesn't come from sitting in, being in terrible combat situations.
Yeah.
The worst PTSD, and this is their numbers, not mine, comes from people who feel guilt. It's from the horrifying realization of what you and the people on your side have done to, I guess, innocent people. I mean, you know, you can't be in a combat situation and not see dead kids. Pretty quick.
When I was a young man, I lived in New Jersey, and I went up to Philly one time, and some bikers beat us up pretty good. I mean, they beat us up real good, had a gun held to us. No, I don't think them bikers was suffering from PTSD.
Well, I suppose not.
I'm talking about, guys? This is, you know, when
I get where you're coming from.
When you go on a king crab boat and you go to Alaska, and you know you could fall off the boat and die any second, or horrible things.
It's a dangerous, dangerous job.
Yeah, you know, well, this is what I'm saying. I think these soldier boys are getting to be a little bit, you know.
Well, I wouldn't want to be ordered back. I think that the reason that they're going is because they're scared of what they've been told
otherwise.
About what's going to happen if they go AWOL.
Which, from what we've been told by some former soldiers. Ray, well, here's why. They've been scared about quitting, that they believe they might be locked in a brig for going AWOL or whatever. But
if you have enough time, it's legal.
Well, from what we've been told, even going AWOL isn't as bad.
It's not AWOL. It's it's AWOL versus desertion. I'm sorry. It's AWOL, but not desertion. So there's different distinctions here. But we've had plenty of people call in and said, yeah, I just left and didn't come back. And
listen, if you've had 4 years, you're entitled to quit. Okay.
I think that they've got you for 8 years.
This war has been going on a long time. To hear
it's an 8-year thing, man. It's an 8-year stint. You're in 4 active, but then you've got 4 more as an inactive ready reserve.
Yeah, they're probably not going to throw one in jail for refusing to to work for
them. As far as I'm concerned, I'd rather sit in a brig than go and participate in the killing of innocent people. I mean, even if that were my only choice, was like, you either do what we say and kill innocents, or you go to a brig. I'll take the brig. And Ray, so I understand where you're coming from, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. More to come up here in moments. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.